Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is hit by the pitch. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Milner reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Milner scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Desoetles moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Desoetles for a passed ball. Weatherly moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desoetles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desoetles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3. Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. There goes Weatherly trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Tabor, who relays the ball to Desodles, who tags Weatherly, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Mack moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Finney reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.